In this bulletin, a man shot in the neck in a Tasmanian hunting accident. Police arrest two Greek nationals over an alleged cocaine smuggling operation. And in cycling, Slovenian Primož Roglič close to winning his first Giro d'Italia title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Brewer. A man is in a stable condition in hospital after being shot in the neck in an apparent hunting accident in Tasmania. The 59-year-old suffered non-life-threatening injuries on a bush property in Tea Tree, west of Hobart, earlier today. Police say he was hunting when he was shot, but the circumstances are not believed to be suspicious. Police have charged two Greek nationals after cocaine with an estimated street value of $60 million was found hidden in the walls of a shipping container in Sydney. The 120 kilograms of cocaine stored in 1 kilo bricks was discovered after police were called to a break and enter at a container logistics company at Port Botany on Thursday evening. Police allege a 19-year-old and a 27-year-old had travelled from Athens to obtain the drugs from inside an otherwise legitimate shipping container from Italy. Detective Acting Superintendent Matthew Kennedy from the Drug and Firearms Squad says the men were acting on behalf of local criminals in an increasingly common system used by traffickers known as rip-on, rip-off.
With these organised crime syndicates, they're always trying to distance themselves as much as they can. They're always trying to push it off, so they're always compartmentalised. And so these two that have come into Australia, we call them the shore parties, they come into Australia, their job is to do the rip-on, rip-off, move the drugs to a certain location where their job would be done, and then they'll be passing it on to someone else to do the next part.
Labor has unveiled a draft national strategy for Australia's care and support sectors, vowing to focus on fixing aged care, disability, veteran services and early childhood systems. The draft strategy says there's a high turnover across the system because the jobs have low pay and recognition, limited career progression, high workloads and at times unsafe work conditions. Government spending in these sectors is expected to almost double from $60 billion in 2021 to more than $110 billion by the 2027 financial year. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government wants to set a new direction that's sustainable and accessible. Meanwhile, the federal government says efforts to repair Australia's trade relationship with China is slowly yielding progress. Assistant Minister Patrick Gorman has revealed Trade Minister Senator Don Farrell met with his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the APEC Trade Ministers' meeting in Detroit on Saturday night. Mr. Gorman has told Sky News that Senator Farrell has been negotiating for all remaining bans on Australian goods to be lifted following China's decision to remove restrictions on timber imports.
We know that the best way to do diplomacy and to do trade diplomacy is to put Australia's case. We've got a very good case to put when it comes to the quality of our products, when it comes to the benefits of a fair, rules-based trade system. That's what Minister Farrell's been doing. And quietly, we're seeing those big results start to come through.
A new study has found a slow return of workers to Australia's five biggest cities post-pandemic is being countered by an increase in visitors. The analysis of mobility data has found total visitation to Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Brisbane and Perth CBDs remains below the 2019 pre-COVID levels on average. In Sydney, only 64% of CBD workers were back in the office in April, while in Melbourne it was 65%, lagging well behind less lockdown cities like Adelaide and Perth. But Tourism and Transport Forum Chief Executive Margie Osmond says while working from home may be here to stay, it's also been counterbalanced by a big increase in tourism and visitor numbers.
The really critical issue is people are coming back in massive numbers after working hours on weekdays and hugely on weekends. And that's all to do with the arts and cultural communities, hospitalities, big events. If state governments needed to do anything that is going to increase the vibrancy and the return to work in their cities, it's going to be spending more money on major events and great hospitality and arts and cultural offerings.
To cycling news, and Primoz Roglic is close to winning his first Giro d'Italia title after snatching the leader's Maglia Rosa from Geraint Thomas on the penultimate day. The Slovenian rider claimed an emphatic victory in the 18.6-kilometre individual time trial in the second-last 20th stage, overcoming a mechanical issue to win the brutal mountain time trial by just 40 seconds. But another mechanical problem today could cost him the lead on the final day of racing. His bike dropped its chain again in the final stages of his race, which may prove costly as other riders complete their races. Meanwhile, Jack Haig of Bahrain Victorious is the best-placed Australian rider in 19th position. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.